Usually when we do these King's Casts, Ronnie has the sounds and the microphones down to a fine art. You can hear absolutely everything, voices crystal clear. But today, on the day of the Year 12, 2021 graduation, there are all sorts of instruments below me here on the deck of the Sports Centre. There's the fine tuning of pianos and guitars and speakers everywhere, but it's quite lovely. That humdrum, you can hear the hubbub and the life that's about to emanate from this building. There's going to be proud parents, very proud students, all over the floor of the Sports Centre. We're looking forward to today, and we want to chronicle this for you to see.
The great day of graduation has arrived for 2021. By golly, I'm glad it's here. After a third term being locked down, and that is normally the term in which we actually graduate our boys and farewell them, it's extended right on beyond term four, and here we are into the Christmas break. But thank you to our community, to our boys and to our families and staff, that this is an event we would not miss, because this is the moment where we actually produce, about 250 limited edition graduates from the King's School. And as much as they have given their all over this year in their academics and supporting one another, and they've achieved greatness, and we'll recognise that today in the graduation ceremony, above all, it is the character of our boys that sets them up for the years ahead. It is the values of the school: humility, honesty, respect, responsibility, integrity, compassion, and excellence that we seek to inculcate as virtues within these graduates. I'm very pleased. Every year it's our highlight, really, to shake the hands of each boy and to wish them well with their future as they go out to make an outstanding impact for the good of society. And so for the graduating class of 2021, from me, your headmaster, thank you. We're proud of you, and I wish you all the very best with your future.
I've been incredibly impressed by the way that this cohort has met the challenges head on. Both as individuals and a cohort, there's been some huge mountains that they've had to get over, and life's thrown a lot at them. But they've put their head down, they've kept moving forward, and all the time with a massive smile on their face. It's been wonderful to journey with this cohort, whether they began in kindergarten, came up from Tudor House, began in year seven or another year group. And I will remember them as men who have grown into young men. It's been lovely to see their skills develop, both in the classroom, on the sporting field, on the theatre, through their leadership. They've been a wonderful group as they've come through, and it's lovely to see them leave ready to impact this community. The boys have had to go through various losses through their time here at school, and the lovely thing that I've found with these boys is that they've used that as a challenge to actually help them to grow and to develop. And one of the things that's been so lovely is that they've really formed together and supported one another, both in the academic studies, through their grief, through the ups and downs of life. They really have got beside each other and to help each other through. Well done, boys.
Well, we finally made it. Today marks the final time our year group is together before we leave these gates and hopefully in the near future return as old boys. I remember walking through those sandstone gates on my first day 7 years ago, a little preppy in my shorts and socks held up with garters, wearing my first salt and pepper blazer, which I quickly outgrew, much to my parents' dismay. But after 6 years of mateship formed under the sky blue and white, I stand here today, not with strangers, but rather 210 mates who I couldn't be more grateful for. If we are to go out into the world and make a difference, make an impact, we must never forget what it means to be a Kingsman. Live your life fortiter et fideliter, bravely and faithfully.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'd be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you.
see you again.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I tell you.
It is now my great honour to present to you all the King's School class of 2021.
The last year's probably been the toughest, as we all know. But I guess the last, was it 6 years now, just watching, not just Wilgrove, but the other two behind.
He gave everything a go. He tried everything, and as a parent, you can't ask for more than that. Yeah, terrific. Very proud of him.
I think helping him find his strengths, and that was a journey for him, trying different sports, soccer and mountain bike riding and athletics, distance running. He discovered he had a real strength there, and that was nice to see him find that and shine. Yeah.
Touch with mates, coming back to watch the footy, because there is a big community here, so it's just kind of keeping in touch. And even though we don't go here anymore and we've moved on, we're still involved with the school. We're all boys still. We all still see each other.
The thing I've enjoyed the most is just like meeting new people and like getting new experiences, and I think that like I've taken like a lot of lessons away from this place, and like being able to apply them in like real life, and you know, later on is going to be really important for me. So yeah, Ben, I've enjoyed it, I've loved it.
I've really enjoyed playing my footy, but also being around my mates, like, and then sort of, yeah, like in the boarding house you get that opportunity to be with your mates, live with your mates every day. And then, yeah, you get out in the footy field, you're playing with your mates, you're sort of doing everything, all like the hard work and stuff with your mates, and it's pretty good, yeah.
Looking forward to next chapter of my life, like going out into the world, and I think it's going to be a bit scary, but I'm keen for it. Like, I'm going up north with another schoolmate from another school, and I'm just excited to get into the next part of my, you know, life.
Well, there it is. Class of 2021 are out the gates. It's been a challenging couple of years for them. We take our hats off to them for their perseverance and their resilience. It was funny because both the president of the Old Boys Union, Tim Martell, and the chairman of council, Rosemary Abram, spoke about this idea of nurturing friendships. And in talking to the boys today, in talking to the families today, that's 1A. It sits at the very top of the list of what has been important to them on their King's journey and what they're looking forward to in the years ahead. On behalf of the entire King's community, may I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. Thank you so much to the entire team who helped put these King's casts together. And congratulations to the year of 2021.